All right, 7:41 on this Wednesday morning. Hockey season is here. For some people, it's always hockey season. This weekend is the 7th annual Golden Eagle Stanley Keg competition. It's going to be at Glacier Point, and John Batchelor is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So how long have you been playing hockey?
I've been playing hockey, well, I played pond hockey as a kid, but in our organized city leagues since I was 30 years old.
Yeah, and this tournament this weekend attracts a lot of teams of all different ages, a lot of senior guys that are going to be playing.
It is a senior tournament, 50 and over. We have three divisions of 50 and over, 60 and over, and 65 and over. And, I mean, we have players playing in their 70s still. And,
isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you've got teams coming from all over, too.
Yeah, we do. This year we have 225 people, players coming in from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Houghton and Hancock, which probably is the farthest away. There are a couple players that come in from Louisville, Kentucky to play. Traverse City, Lansing, Windsor, Flint, Troy, Lapeer, Detroit, Plymouth, and we also have four local entries. So,
what is the Stanley Keg? That's your
okay,
trophy, right?
Okay, we started this. This is our 7th year, as you mentioned. The first 2 years, we didn't have our trophy, but in our 3rd year, 2014, we made a trophy. We took a couple beer kegs, because it's beer league hockey.
Right.
And we made a nice trophy to try to resemble the Stanley Cup. And every year the winners do have their names permanently put on the keg. The keg was kind of started by Ron Hembroff, Fred Marr, recently deceased. We miss Fred a lot. And Marv Guskey at Figaro's. And they created this trophy, and it's a pretty popular thing. The fellas like to hoist it just like the cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing quite like that. How did this tournament get started, by the way?
Well, we started in 12. Really, I've been involved for quite a while with we've got a group of players. We're all mid-60s into our 70s now that we've toured tournaments all over Michigan and Florida, and we go all over. And we thought, why don't we have one of our own? So really, Ron Hembroff was the guy that really pushed us to let's get something going locally. We started in 2012, and it's been very successful. In 12, we started with 8 teams, and we're at 16 now, so it's kind of doubled in growth. And we're proud to say that last year we were able to take our proceeds and donate $4,000 to scholarships for St. Clair County Community College students.
That's fantastic. That's great. So you have fun, but you do it with a purpose.
We do it with a purpose.
Looks like you get some support from one of our friends, too, Doc Emmerich.
Yes, Doc Emmerich was generous or kind enough to come in last week, and we met at Warwick Mask with Gary Warwick, and Billy LaCane dropped in, and we had a ball. It's always fun to listen to Doc's stories, and he took a picture, and we actually put it on the cover of our program this year. Billy, the keg, and Doc.
That's quite a trophy. That's quite a photo as well. I can just imagine hanging out at Warwick Mask with Doc Emmerich.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. He was enjoying it. I could see. There's a lot of history and nostalgia there.
So. Boy, there is. And in this area, I mean, this is a hockey town. And I know people question sometimes, you know, when it's hard to get attendance out at games and things like that. But this is through and through. This is a great hockey town, isn't
it? It is. We have what we call beer leagues almost every night of the week. The league that I'm most involved with is Thursday night at Glacier. We have a 50 and over league. Players, we do have a couple underage goalies because it's kind of hard sometimes to attract goaltenders.
Underage?
46.
What? Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, so,
kids.
So we're not, yeah, we call them guys the kids.
Yeah.
But we have players ranging from skaters ranging from 50 up to 76 is our oldest player in the league, and we just have a ball.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it'd be fun to watch, too. People can come out and watch some of these games this weekend.
As you get older, we get a couple wives and kids that come out, but the attendance is normally a little sparse.
Well, maybe this weekend some folks will come out and watch the winning team hoist the Stanley Keg at the 7th Annual Golden Eagles tournament. This is going on out at the Glacier Point this weekend. Sounds like you're going to bring a lot of folks into town for this,
we
too.
We do, yeah. It's, I think some of the local hotels and businesses like us. So
I bet they do. Good stuff. Well, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, John.